Good morning. It is 7:20. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. We have more news, traffic, and weather headed your way at the bottom of the hour. We are in the first week of the new year. That means it's time to talk a little, well, financial news with Bill Roller. He is at BR Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. It's a great day here up in beautiful Vancouver. The sun is shining, but not here yet.
Yeah, right. Wintertime, it's not going to be up for a little while.
That's right. Cold yes. And dark, but, you know, the spring is coming eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Time for the Wayback Machine, Mr. Peabody. Let's take a look at 2017. It was a great year. Dow was up 25%. S&P was up 19%. NASDAQ was up 28%. Big movers were, of course, the memory makers like Micron and the other chip makers.
Interesting that those guys are the leaders, the big movers in the stock market. I wonder why that is.
Well, you know, there's a lot of changes going on. You know, they continue to build out the internet. There's some interesting things coming as handsets become more capable, and a lot of that functionality then that handsets need is moving to the internet. You know, for centralized processing and cloud computing, where the handset's just becoming a delivery device.
Interesting. So a lot of things happened since we talked last month.
It's been it's always fun here. You know, watching the markets.
Yeah. So big tax bill got passed. How do you think that's going to affect the investments?
Well, it seems to have released more animal spirits. Certainly, you know, we'll see more money in the pocket. They got rid of the individual mandate from the holdover from Obamacare. So they haven't killed Obamacare outright, but certainly keep pulling the supports out from under it. Certainly the repatriation of cash from overseas back to the U.S. will have an impact. And of course, you can't get any return on that, sticking that in a bank account. So that's probably going to find its way into the stock market as well.
So are you seeing an influx already?
Watch the averages. I mean, that indicates the influx.
Mm-hmm.
So the averages are a direct reflection of supply and demand. So, they're going to start making it in there, and hopefully that'll provide some sort of support under the U.S. market.
Personally, are you going to put more in?
I'm being selective, looking at the sectors. What's kind of interesting on the... looking at the one-year performance, like I said, semiconductor memory chips were hot. Semiconductor specialized were number two. Specialty retailer was actually number three, and residential construction was pretty strong. All those were up strong. What was the weakest area? Oil and gas drilling and exploration, shipping, dairy products, sporting goods stores were all very weak.
Interesting. Okay. So we could be like put investments into the chip makers, and we could be like Apple way back when.
Well, that's right. Got to be selective. You know, there's a tendency to kind of put money into what was the hot sector last year, and that can be a little dangerous when it turns out to be the weaker sector this year.
If only I had bought a little Intel way back when.
Well, you know, there's always another bus, as I tell clients. So look around for things.
Another bus?
Always another bus.
Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
You know,
okay.
Don't worry about why you didn't get Apple. Figure out how to get the next big thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one. Now let's go a little more worldwide. How are things around the world?
Very interesting. Your favorite Greece was off 99.9%.
Off.
Yes, down for the year. So
they're not recovering then.
Well, they were up 3.2% in the last 3 months. So that's looking pretty good. The two strongest markets were kind of interesting. Argentina was up 78%, and of course, if you remember, in 2016 it was in the doldrums, so it recovered. So Greece may do the same. Denmark was up 51%.
Now Argentina, though, they've got quite the what is it? They have oil?
Argentina is a very interesting case. Argentina and the U.S. had about basically the same size economy back in the early 1900s. And, they kind of misfired, because of internal institutions and, Juan Perón and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've kind of shown the path of what happens when you really don't embrace growth policies. In the U.S., they've got a lot, they do have a large amount of oil. They've got a large amount of natural resources. They grow a lot of wine, so that's important.
Okay. And how about China, Russia, North Korea?
Not a very good stock market there in North Korea.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm looking at, let's look at the 1 year performance. China was up 43.8%.
Wow.
So kind of recovered some of its doldrums. Right behind China was Taiwan, 36.5.
Now let's go back to China for a second. Are you talking China or are you talking Hong Kong?
I'm talking China.
Okay.
Yep.
How about Hong Kong?
Don't have it broken out separately anymore, so it's probably included in the overall Chinese
market.
Well,
that's helping China's numbers then.
That probably is, yeah. Especially the property guys.
I was going to say that Hong Kong is like a city of its or a country of its own for a while.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go. Yeah, Hong Kong was up 7%.
Okay, well that's not bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, and our economy it jumped up what 3%, 4%?
3% growth.
That's
for
pretty
2017.
Good.
We're trying to get it to 4%. You know, like during the Reagan years. If Trump pulls it off, then he'll make a lot of people unhappy by probably getting reelected.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's set out to do all these things in the first year. He's accomplished so much. And I can't believe how they continue to just hammer on him about tweeting. I mean, that's how he got elected.
Well, that's right. And that was kind of what Lincoln said about Grant. And, you know, people were complaining about General Grant's drinking. And he said, Lincoln famously said, well, if that's what it takes for him to be successful, I'd wish the rest of my generals would do the same thing. So, maybe other politicians should be tweeting in order to get things accomplished and talk directly to voters.
Yeah, because sometimes things get lost in translation. He's Bill Roller. He's at BR Capital. The website is?
BRCapitalINC.com, or give us a call, 800-562-7096.
And he'd be glad to help you out. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you. Keep up
the great work. We'll talk to you again next month.
Here's a great 2018.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. It is 728. This is the West Side Morning Report.